presents for more information, click the cast of titles. Turn here. A personal direction of William F. Ronald Milton Berle. And from Hollywood, New York, our master of ceremonies, Ronald Cole.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This program has two audiences. One over here, listening now, later by shortwave and by reach. The earlier part of our broadcast is number one, over here. Dinner and meeting of National Interest, Carolina. From this point, two distinguished gentlemen will join us in a few minutes. But first, there's an affair, Albert Ray Malott's little musical setting called The Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag. May we suggest a word? Mr. Brookman's orchestra, the Treasury Chorus, and Igor Gorin. Ladies and gentlemen, consider, if you will, the sovereign state of North Carolina. There, at Charlotte, the first American Declaration of Independence was signed, more than a year before the Continental Congress took similar action in Philadelphia. And there, a freedom-loving citizenry agreed to join the original Union of 13 states, only after a clause guaranteeing religious liberty was included in the Constitution. To the national councils at Washington, North Carolina has sent many a wise leader through all the years of her history, but not all her illustrious statesmen belong to the past. One of our guests tonight has been a member of the Congress from the North Carolina district for 30 years. He is Robert L. Dauphin, chairman of the vitally important Ways and Means Committee of the House of Representatives. With Congressman Dauphin this evening is another great national leader, Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Morgenthau, Jr. In the main ballroom of the Robert E. Lee Hotel at Winston-Salem tonight, North Carolinians are holding a dinner for these two honored guests. At this dinner, Secretary Morgenthau and Congressman Dauphin will award scores of Treasury Minuteman Sea flags. Each one of these flags indicates that at least 90% of the employees of a business organization in the state of North Carolina is investing 10% or more of its payroll in war bonds. Similar ceremonies for the awarding of Treasury Sea flags are being held at this moment in Portland, Oregon, Hastings, Nebraska, Jackson, Michigan, Syracuse, New York, Waukegan, Illinois, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We take you to the state of fighting men and fighting dollars, North Carolina. The next voice you will hear will be that of Congressman Darton, who will introduce Secretary Morgenthau.
Toastmaster, Secretary, and Mrs. Morgenthau, Governor and Mrs. Broughton, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am profoundly grateful and heavily indebted to my good friend Haynes, also good friend Governor Broughton, for their very generous words in presenting me to this magnificent gathering this evening. Much more laudatory than anything I've ever done could possibly want. Bob Haynes, as you all know, is one of the leading and most useful citizens of North Carolina. And Governor Broughton, of course, we always put him at the head and in the lead when we're discussing personalities, with one exception, and that is Mrs. Broughton. whom I'm sure the governor would admit with pride is responsible for much of his growth in greatness. I am highly honored to appear before this splendid assemblage of North Carolinians here in Winston-Salem tonight and other patriotic citizens who are listening in throughout the world and who have the same purpose that we all have, that is, of winning, doing everything we can, in every way we can, to win the terrible war in which we engaged in the shortest time we possibly can. Our Commonwealth and you of this community have always been in the forefront of the battle wherever and whenever duty calls. Our nation has accepted the challenge to our democracy, our liberty, and our very lives by the most brutal gangsters who have ever tried to enslave mankind or to overlord the human race or to pollute and poison the stream of civilization. Our boys are already in the thick of a fight on all the far-flung battle fronts of the world. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands more will soon be on their way. They know what we are fighting for, and we know what they are fighting for, and they will not let us down. And by the help of God, we will not let them down. I have not the slightest doubt about our winning this terrible war. We have made up our minds and are fighting with indomitable determination. I know, and so do you, that the price of this war will be great in blood and in lives, in heartaches and in suffering, in taxes and in bonds, and also in the widows and orphans that will be made. In my own humble judgment, we should pay for as much of the cost of this war as we can in taxes. Taxes are heavy. We know they should be heavy, as heavy as we can devise, short of strangling enterprise or shattering sound economic stability. That would be a short-sighted policy. However much we can raise in taxes, we can pay for only a part of the cost in taxes. A great part, the greater part for the time being, must be raised in loans by all our citizens to their government. I am told that already more than, Secretary Morgan told, more than 50 million of our people have bought bonds and savings stamps. The war saving program appeals to me in many ways, both for the government and for individual people. In one way, especially appeals to me. War savings calls for thrift, and thrift begets economy in our everyday lives as in our government. I have advocated economy in government during the 30 years that I have been a representative of the people in Congress. When you buy war savings stamps today, you help finance your government. You put the materials for fighting in the hands of our sons over there. And you help finance yourselves and your family security in the days to come. In the days when American industry quits producing war implements and begins to produce again the goods needed in our daily living. We are honored and happy to have the Secretary of the Treasury as our principal speaker on this great occasion. We in North Carolina are especially honored that he is speaking to us tonight and to the nation from here in Winston-Salem, a great industrial center. Some claim the industrial heart of the South. I will not discuss that with you Winston-Salem people. He and I, the Secretary and I, are longtime friends and co-workers in our joint efforts to raise money to carry on the government. Our responsibilities have been greatly accentuated on account of the stupendous cause of the prosecution of carrying on our war program. I have never known a more devoted or faithful public servant. He is a friend of the people. He is a patriot and a statesman in a truest sense. The financial burdens that he is carrying are the most gigantic in our history. My friends, I have the great honor and the happy privilege of presenting to this great assembly our Honorable Secretary of the Treasury, Honorable and Able Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Morgan Thaw, Jr.
Tax legislation shall always be the product of a meeting of minds. It shall always be sound and just and fair to all the taxpayers. In introducing me, Mr. Dalton spoke with underdust upon me nowadays as Secretary of the Treasury. That burden has been especially great in this month of December. The Treasury is now in the midst of borrowing $9 billion in a single month, a borrowing operation unequaled in the annals of this or any other government. In this victory long drive, we are depending upon the voluntary help of professional salesmen. It is their to lie idle in the hands of corporations, and it is their job to see that their country. Reports the nation that by no business day of our drive pays more than $6.5 million. We have come more than 2/3. This is another proof of what a democratic people can do when their country calls upon them. Bone dry, and in the world brought us together tonight. You in North Carolina are doing great things. From the mountain homes in your western counties to your factories in Winston-Salem and your shipyards on the coast, this state of yours is giving a fine example of the spirit that is being shown in every state at the start of our season. I have come here tonight to pay my tribute of appreciation to the workers of Carolina for their pain. But in paying my tribute to them, I want also to pay it to the workers as a whole. Great as our war effort this year has been, however, we fight. But this country of 130 million people all its heart and mind and muscle into a single job. This beginning of ours has already produced outstanding patriotic service in many fields, in this community, and in every. Take, for example, in which you in North Carolina have made such an. Every large factory in the state now has a payroll savings plan. In those factories, 99% of all the workers are investing in war bonds, week in and week out, part of their regular pay. In the nation as a whole, there were only 700,000 savings plans a year ago, and they were invested their earnings every payday. Today, more than 24 million workers are setting aside an average of 8.5% of their pay so our soldiers and the weapons they need. This is